Hello and welcome to How Do You Drew?
This is a Drew Barrymore podcast brought to you by thedrewseum.com.
And sponsored by our friends at Positive Medium.
I'm Anne.
And I'm Ashley.
And hello.
Hi. We're back.
Yeah, we're back with a Drew's Flash because we already were kind of planning for this and it ended up being like perfect.
I know. I was like, wait, there's a lot to cover. Drew's Flash is happening. It's almost like we're almost doing an episode on the new People magazine. It's almost the topic.
That's true. You know what? This is kind of cool, actually, when you think about it. When you think, like, the ones that are coming out, we kind of are, like, doing, like, a sort of shortened magazine episode of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
That's cool. Makes me feel like we're covering more magazines out of our endless list.
Oh, God. That will never end. Yeah. We have so many other things to talk about first, though. So we have some fun follow-ups. I guess we'll start with those.
Yeah.
You found out something crazy after our Nylon episode, Nylon August 2010 issue. That was our last episode, actually.
Yes. So I don't even know what I did. I think I just searched, is Nylon still in print? And then it took me to an article, like a blog post on their website from November 2023 that said to align with Coachella, they were going to start their print issues again in April 2024. Guess what? That's exactly when we released our episode. We did not know that.
That's so weird. And then I saw that the stylists from that shoot who we raved about, the incredible Anda and Masha,
yes,
that they then did a post. Well, first of all, they reposted our story about Drew's issue. And then they did a post about all their Nylon covers. And yes. I was like, I think we had a little something to do with that.
I mean, how could it not inspire from one Instagram to another? Like, that is so cool.
Really fun.
We love these, as we call them, cosmic coincidences.
Yep. And we got another one.
Yes, we do.
Another cosmic coincidence is that after we did our 1996 year in review episode, and we talked about Drew's RV trip across the US that she did that year, she all of a sudden posts a TikTok in Charleston, South Carolina with a longtime Flower Film staffer, Ember, where they were on an RV trip.
Yes, I love that. I'm just going to play a teeny clip of when she like when they walk into the RV because I think it's so cute.
Oh, it's so cute.
What's that? Oh, it's the RV, Dougie. It's the magic car. Woo, woo. Home away from home.
Those dulcet tones, Drew.
Home away from home. I love it so much.
Me too. I watched it like five times.
That is like a perfect encapsulation of like her dorkiness, her excitedness, her pet love, her like...
The magic car.
I love it so much.
Anyway, that's super fun that happened.
For me to be like, has she done another RV trip? And like, really like trying to rack my brain. And then what?
Days later. Amazing.
Anyway, we have so much fun stuff at the top here. What else do we have?
Oh my gosh. And then we were talking just a couple episodes ago about how on Drew's News, Drew had talked about how she saved her wedding dress from her wedding to Will. Mm-hmm. She saved it for her girls. And then she had a little follow-up of her own that she shared. So I thought it'd be sweet if we played this clip.
Yeah, I loved this.
I was told that Olive had a surprise for me. And so I came in the room and she was standing there in my wedding dress. And I looked at her and I was like, oh my God, you look so beautiful. I go, you know, that's actually technically the second time you wore that dress because you were 6 months in my belly when I wore it. And I'm saving it for you and your sister.
That is so sweet.
That's too much. Like, that's so cute.
So cute, yeah. I'm also trying to picture Olive in that dress and I'm having a hard time with it.
Me too.
I wonder if Olive like saw that episode and then was like, oh, it's for me, huh? I'm going to go put it on.
That's a good thought. I thought they were going to like show a picture because like, Drew like looked over almost like something was coming. I don't know if you noticed like in the video, she like kind of pans over. I don't know.
Yeah, but I respect that she like tries to keep them private. But
me too.
Yeah, a little photo. Maybe she could have cropped her head out or something. It would have been fun.
Yeah, it would have. She's probably getting so big.
I know. She's like 12.
This is such a trip.
Almost 12. Yeah. So this kind of goes more with our Patreon episodes that we're doing right now. If you don't know, we are doing a really cool series on Patreon.
Exclusive to our patrons.
There you go. At any level, you could pay $1 a month and you're going to get access to these bonus episodes where we're going chapter by chapter, super in depth on Little Girl Lost. And it's been so cool, so fun. I really want you guys to go listen. We're very proud of them. But anyway, yes. I just thought, you know, we have been talking obviously a lot about Drew and her mom, Jade. I mean, a lot about Jade. And I just thought this was cool. This came up while she had Jared Carmichael on the show. He was sort of talking about having some hard conversations with his mom. And here's what Drew had to say.
I've talked to my own mom about, you know, I think it's time for us to have a conversation that we've never had.
You did?
Because I haven't yet. Because a lot of it is a curiosity of, I think I know better deep down inside, which is I do not want to miss the opportunity while we are here alive on this planet to have these profound conversations that I have avoided for 49 years of my life. So what I proposed to my mom was, could I have a conversation with you? Or all I do is ask you about you.
Wow. Wow. I hope you have that conversation.
You have given me the incentive and the courage to go and have that conversation.
That's beautiful.
And I'm
that
so
makes
grateful.
You very happy. That makes you very, very happy.
So, yeah, interesting, huh?
Very interesting. I love hearing her talk about this as we keep saying, like, we think that there's, like, a lot of her that wants to, like, do the hard work, and I hope that I hope that she does have that conversation, and I hope we get to hear about it, obviously, like, selfishly.
Yeah, selfishly, yes, and I hope it brings her some level of peace.
She wants to understand so why her mom made choices she made.
Yeah,
right? Because she, I mean, she's, I think, learning to respect this person that she probably had a lot of time where she was, like, blaming her. We talked about this.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
You want to hear us go into this more, like, you have to be a patron. Like,
we really have, we've done a lot of, like, questioning. Oh, what's going on with Jade here? Or why does she do this? Or is this actually true? Like, I can't even imagine how it feels for Drew.
But gosh, how can you imagine us, like, being able to talk to Drew, like, post that conversation? Like, you know, she's always having epiphanies about her present, you know, future, past, like, all of this stuff. And I don't know. There's more we'll talk about later in this episode about, like, her constant learning, because she talks about it a little bit later. Also, as I was watching this interview, I couldn't help but notice, like, Dougie just totally passed out with his tongue hanging out.
I noticed that too.
And then that she was shoeless, which you said she was, like, struggling with her shoes on the couch and she just took them off. And at the end, she puts her legs up in excitement and you see a really good view of her cross tattoo. Anyway, so cute.
It's just fun.
Yes. Okay, so tell me about Vako and Timo's The Drew Barrymore Show.
Yeah, the twins. So our friends, the twins, the German twins, Vako and Timo, they always are, like, just so supportive of us. Whenever we do, like, Q&As or anything, they always send stuff in. We adore them. They've gotten to meet Drew a couple times over the years. They became friendly with Tony Crago, which helped out. But so they were just in New York and got to attend the show, and they posted some really cute pictures of themselves with Drew, adorable selfies. And then they made her this really awesome little model airplane. Actually, it wasn't that little. I guess they're aviation engineers. I didn't realize that.
I think I saw that when I was looking at one of their, like, bios on Instagram once. It said something about that. And I was like, whoa, that's so cool.
Damn, right?
But that little model plane they made was so cute.
I will be shocked if we don't see that on the Drew's news desk soon. Like, I feel like it's going to be, like, that's it's so perfect. It should just be up there.
That's so cute.
They also told me that they got to pet Douglas, which is fun. That just made me think of you getting to do the same. And then this was neat. They said that Olive and her friends were there and that they played, like, a Q&A game with the audience after the show, which I couldn't believe.
So cool.
Isn't that neat?
I mean, I'll just kind of, like, jump back to the previous interview. I felt like there was stuff they probably talked about that was cut out of that episode.
Oh,
and
I'm sure.
I know that there's a lot of stuff that happens that's not on the episodes.
Yeah, if you know firsthand.
Yeah, and it's like they had this experience of something that's just in their memory, which is so neat.
Yeah.
Paco and Timo, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for, you know, representing the Droobies in this exciting, lovely way. So I love that so much.
And we'll share one of their photos with Drew in the gallery, the episode gallery for this episode. Yeah.
Yay.
And then I have one last tidbit because I just thought this was so funny. So I got the mail the other day and, you know, it's like mostly junk mail. There was also a cool thing from Drew Magazine to renew the subscription, and they had all these little items in
you
there.
You posted
on the
Drusine?
I did with the bookmark.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was like getting ready to throw everything else away, and I had my baby on my lap, and she grabbed a piece of the paper, like the junk mail, and pulled it out, and it was a Garnier ad of Drew with coupons. I totally missed it. Never would have seen it.
Do you tend to flip through those for that?
No.
Oh my God.
I used to in the CoverGirl days, but I never thought about Garnier. And I was like, Elle, this is amazing.
Elle is a Droobie in training.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Thank you, Elle.
So fun.
I don't get that kind of junk mail in my P.O. box. I'm going to have to tell my parents, keep an eye on your junk mail for Drew's face and make sure you set it aside.
Okay. If I get another one, I'll save it for you.
Okay. But I love that.
Elle finds another one.
Then we can put Elle in the thank yous on our website. Okay. So want to tell me about what Drew proclaimed her love for recently?
I love love.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. Drew loves a manatee. And then these were totally separate episodes, but it's just so funny back to back. She loves fish for breakfast.
Okay.
And savory breakfasts. So I just thought that was fun.
Okay, really quick. Do you like sweet or savory breakfasts more?
My whole life I've been sweet, hardcore sweet. In the last few years, I can sometimes go savory instead. But I'm very like, if I haven't had breakfast yet in the day, I can't go straight into like a salad. Like I have to do a breakfasty type thing first.
Yep. For me, it's usually like toast. Like
toast is great.
Toast or a bagel.
Yeah. I'm great with those.
Anyway, let's get back into what Drew loves.
She would appreciate this food talk.
I think so.
Drew loves celebrating love. Of course. She loves laundry.
I feel like we know that.
Uh-huh. A party.
Okay.
A fuchsia.
Okay.
And then this was fun because she said there's nothing she loves more than a heads up lucky penny. And she went like on and on about it. She was telling Ross how like when she sees one, she knows it was meant for her. She gets so excited. And then I was thinking, I was laughing because I'm sure you know this story, but those pictures of her from 2002, she's outside Paquito Moss picking up a penny.
Yeah.
It's like paparazzi pictures. And Us Weekly started that whole series that they do in their magazine called Stars, They're Just Like Us, based on those pictures of Drew.
No way. It was
that like kicked it off. Yeah.
No way.
Inspired the whole thing. So I just thought that was fun. So we'll share those pictures if you guys don't know about him. But there's like there's a good article about like how that began because of the pictures of Drew.
That is so funny. I also just have to say, I always think of Busy Phillips with like heads up stuff because she's also like really has like a big like superstition about them. Like she loves them.
Oh, that's fun. I didn't realize that. Ross was like, I don't, what? Like, you really get that excited about it? She's like, yes.
I like a lucky penny too. I do. I don't like keep my eye out for them, but when I see them, I also think it's extra lucky if it's like a formidable year for me.
Yes. I was just going to say, I always check the years and I'm like, oh, it's the year that Mila was born or
exactly.
It's the year I met Jason or whatever. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love it. I love these little like celebrations we have in our mind. That's what keeps us so curious and excited about life.
Oh, I feel like Drew would really like that too.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, what else does she like? She loves asparagus.
Me too.
Same. She loves a tong.
Just one.
Yeah. Just one tong. I'm like, that doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed to admit this. I double checked our list. Somehow we have never included macaroni and cheese.
It's too obvious.
I know. I think the whole time I'm like, well, we've done that. Like,
I'm sure she said it 1,000,000 times.
Oh,
and
probably.
You're just this. That's it's hard because you might have to just start writing down the obvious ones. And like she said again, I love butterflies, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
That's so cute. Yes. Macaroni and cheese is like No, I feel like anytime she's asked what her favorite food is,
Oh, yeah.
it's always mac and cheese.
I believe in this case, she might have even said that if you cut her open, mac and cheese would spill out. I might be making that up, but I'm pretty sure.
A bonus truism for you.
Yeah.
I added one on here just because I was watching Ross and Drew get so excited when Janet Jackson came on.
Yeah,
And she
that
said
was
to Janet Jackson, "I have loved you my entire life."
cool. She does a lot of I love you, I love this person, like, or
Yes.
I love them, or I love that. And I don't include those because I need the sentence. Yeah.
Yep.
That was fun.
It was a cute, like, little clip on the show that I was just loving.
Ross's reaction when he started reading the like card, he
He's like,
was
"Are you
just like,
serious?"
it was
It
really
was super cool. I love seeing people get excited. Like,
and
it's,
surprised.
yes, I love it. Okay, so what did you pull for the Druism of the week?
Oh, someone's picking up, those cool little isms that we do.
Okay, there were a couple, like you said, cutting her open and having mac and cheese spill out, but I just thought this was fun. There's something about this that just felt like an old school Drew thing to say. Like I could picture her saying this in the 90s. So she was on CBS Mornings and she was talking about how she gets nervous to approach celebrities that she admires. And here's what she had to say.
When I see somebody I admire, I totally clam up.
What happened when you saw Taylor Swift?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
I am not cool. I am not Hollywood Bob. I'm not like, hey, we're in the same business. We can say hi. I am literally gobsmacked and I furl
I
inwards.
love that you're a fan just like us.
Something about Hollywood Bob. Like, I just loved
When I read it in the notes, I was like, what does that mean? And then I got it when I watched it, like the way she says it. I am not Hollywood Bob. But yeah, so cute. I feel like when there's something in an article where she talks about meeting someone specific and like says she like totally wasn't cool.
I think it's Clint Eastwood.
I think at some point we thought it was like Robert De Niro. Did she later reveal it was?
Yeah, she might have also done that, but she's definitely mentioned a couple times about Clint Eastwood that she like freaked out on him and he was like, eh.
I could see him being that
Yeah.
way. Some people just don't get her. We know that.
Yep.
Okay, so what do we have for this week for You've Got Mail?
You've got mail.
Okay, one of our lovely Patreon members, Angela M.
She said, "I thought you would share in my joy that I managed to find an affordable copy of Little Girl Lost online. I'm excited to start reading and following along with your Patreon eps. Happy face."
Yay! And she also included a picture of her paperback. Congratulations, Angela. Glad you got a deal because
Yes.
if you don't know, it's very hard to get a good deal on this book these days. It's hard to find. There's yours
I cherish,
as you rub
I
it
love.
all over. Paper, books, Little Girl Lost.
Okay, so what did you pull for this week in Drew History, which is always a yummy segment?
Ooh, okay, let's go back to April 16th, 2009. And just a little sidebar, if you want to know more about this, we have an episode number 47 that is all about the year 2009, where we really get into everything. But
Yep.
double duty on this day, Drew not only attended a Grey Gardens press conference looking real cool and retro, and we'll talk about her vibes in a second, but she also had the LA premiere of the movie, which I know is one of my favorite looks.
Yes.
So I was like, we got to pull it because she did two awesome things and two totally different looks. I can't believe it's the same day.
Who were her stylists at this point? Do we know?
I don't think we do. We do need to find out who was doing it this year because they were killing it.
They were absolutely killing it. Yeah, two dresses that have like such a cool vibe. I mean, I forgot the shape of the one she wore for the press conference has like a really cool, like tight waist and like,
Yeah.
and the cool brooch. I feel like this was like a lot of cool brooches, a lot of cool jewelry, the sunglasses that she was wearing.
I know. Why are they so great? She's just from another era in this.
Yeah, lots of like statement jewelry,
Lots of that.
amazingly like amazing dresses. I want you to talk about the
Oh,
premiere because
I love this
I
look.
love that it goes like black to white and it's like daytime is black, nighttime's white. But go ahead.
Oh yeah. I just love this look. It's so like 60s, 70s. She's got a huge hairpiece in, like huge poofy blonde hair.
Volume.
She was just really into the volume that year. Yeah. And then this backless white flowy gown with an amazing like chest piece, I guess is the best way to describe it. That's probably not what it's called, but it's like turquoise and orange stones, and
it's probably like coral and turquoise. Like it's, and her makeup in both of these two, especially the evening one, is like very 60s, right? Like,
yes, she just
big eyes.
She just looks, I don't know. I don't have words. Okay.
Yeah. It's so stunning. And the outfits just like really make her look beautiful. Like she looks very poised and
there you go.
It's very flattering. They're very, very flattering outfits. Yeah. Whoever was styling her, we should probably dig into that a little bit. It'd be cool to know. Cause
that's a great like research project.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see what I can do.
If Ashley figures it out, which I'm sure she probably will, then we'll report it in the heavy follow-ups on the next episode.
Howdy, Droobies.
We want to tell you about our sponsor, Positive Medium. We've actually been clients of theirs for at least 10 years, and they take care of all of our website needs for thedrewzam.com.
They offer custom web design and professional coding, search engine optimization, marketing, and hosting. So we've been hosted by them, but we've also been able to take advantage of a lot of their expertise in these other areas as well.
Absolutely. So customer service is the biggest draw for us with this company. They have saved our site literally from obliteration quite a few times. But then they also help us with minor issues in just like literally a matter of minutes. So if we have like a coding question or just like something on the back end we can't figure out, we reach out to them and we get an answer back and the issue is solved within moments.
We're so excited that Positive Medium is allowing us to offer our listeners 25% off managed WordPress hosting plans using our promo code Drew, D-R-E-W, of course. And if you want to take advantage of this, visit positivemedium.com. We really, really vouch for these people. They've been so great to us and will continue to be great to us. I can only imagine.
I mean, they're great by offering this to our listeners. So take advantage. Again, it's promo code Drew, of course.
Okay, so let's get into what's new with Drew.
Do you want to hit the headlines?
So yeah, we're going to go back a couple weeks because last week we did a Patreon episode instead. So anyway, let's go back a couple weeks. Over spring break, Drew went to Palm Beach, Florida with her daughters and they did some surfing lessons. And so some of the women who did that with them shared some really fun photos and videos. Mm-hmm. At first I was like, let's not share where Drew stayed. But I wanted you privately to look at it because I thought it was so cute. But then Drew shared it herself. So it's called The Colony Palm Beach and the aesthetics of it, like their website. I'm just like, yes, I am so here for this. This place is so cute.
Pink. I've like never thought I'd want to go to Florida. But like the more I realize people from like this part of the country always vacation in Florida, I'm like, maybe I should check that out.
Honestly, when we went to the Dominican Republic in 2022 when I was pregnant, when I found out I was pregnant, and we stopped by, in Miami, I loved it there. I loved it. It was awesome.
I could see Miami being totally your aesthetic.
Yeah.
It's like all those colors.
We didn't even, I wanted to go do those little like house tours. We never got around to that, but I will.
So yeah, maybe one day we'll meet in Miami.
Okay.
We'll have our first cruise, Ruby Cruise, and we'll leave from Florida.
Only for our Patreon members. You guys better go sign up.
What else did Drew get into that we knew was coming and was way cooler than we thought it was
going to
be?
Oh my gosh. So she kept talking about how she was going to WrestleMania, which you're going to have to take the wheel on this. I don't even understand what that is.
So I didn't really either, but my current partner, Jared, loves WrestleMania. So it's an event once a year that is multiple factions of like wrestling kind of come together and it's all the best. It's basically like the World Series of wrestling.
That's sort of what I figured.
And it often includes like surprises, which is why like it was so exciting. Like, well, I guess it wasn't a surprise, but The Rock was on her show and talked about it.
Yeah.
John Cena said he wasn't invited, but then he ended up popping out.
Oh, good. I was like invested. I'm like, I hope he ended up getting
invited. I didn't see it, but I asked Jared, I'm like, is it likely that he will? Because he's like wrestling again. And he's like, he probably will, but they don't say that. Like they can't like advertise it if it's supposed to be a surprise. Let's talk about Flower Power though.
Drew's alter ego, Flower Power. I'm obsessed. I love it so much.
I think she looks amazing.
This is like the coolest look she's sported in a super long time.
The makeup is so fun.
Yeah.
She's got wings, basically.
Yeah.
She looks incredible. I'll play this little clip because I think it's so fun. She says so many fun little like taglines as Flower Power.
Oh, yeah. She was getting into character as this alter ego.
Flower Power will fertilize you.
All the time!
She'll compost you. Bloom, bloom, pow.
Bloom, bloom, pow?
Bloom, bloom, pow! Bloom, bloom, pow!
I love how she spoke in third person the whole time.
Yeah, there's so many good little bits in that. And the like woman that she talks to, I guess is like one of the best in like all of women's wrestling.
Oh, cool.
I saw some of the women's wrestling parts and I was like, wow, these women are badass.
Oh,
and
I
have not been interested in wrestling ever. And so suddenly like with Drew and my man.
Yeah. It's all coming together.
Hey, it's theatrical. It's athletic. Yeah. Anyway, it's so cool. Drew looked, well, I'll just say it one more time. Drew looked amazing.
Ugh.
Her like purple.
Purple everything.
Purple everything. And the shoes are so cool.
And the flowers in her hair.
The shoes look like those ones that you have.
Yeah. The boots. The Charlie's Angels boots.
Like the suede boots, except they're purple. Okay. So we have a couple more things to cover. So what else do we got?
Drew attended a Dove beauty event. It was called 20 Years Changing Beauty. Don't really have a lot of details yet, but she did just post a couple things on her Instagram from it. Do you want to share this little video?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm not showing the part where they talk about AI, but that's kind of an interesting little thing that they do is they like show her a picture of herself.
Also, whatever that picture was, didn't look anything like her at all.
I didn't zoom in, but I figured it was probably something that didn't. I've done weird AI of Drew that look like her and it's really creepy.
Yeah, this didn't look anything like her.
No,
I mean,
no.
I didn't zoom in, but I was like, what's that?
Okay, so let's just play the little clip that's so sweet, the end of this, where she's kind of giving her like philosophy on beauty, which I really like.
Yeah.
We are given what we are given. The more we embrace that, we are going to make room to think about such bigger and better things than everything we would change about ourselves or don't like about ourselves. I'm Drew Barrymore. Join Dev and I, and let's keep beauty real.
Oh, and she's got this ponytail style that she's been wearing. I know you're kind of like not sure about it.
But she's been doing it so much. Do I need to like kind of get used to it?
Yeah, apparently she said she cut 8 inches off of her hair. And I think she just means in the front
because the
back still looks plenty long.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess Mila would call these curtain bangs, I think. But yeah, she's got the bangs and the ponytail she's been sporting for the last week or so. It's really cute.
I think Drew still looks very young, but I think it makes her look even younger somehow.
Totally.
Maybe it's like combined with like middle part coming down, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, she's been rocking that a lot. I also noticed that she's wearing a very similar outfit in this Dove promotion collab that she is in our next story.
I noticed that too.
And I love the color, by the way. I think I've told you that. I'm kind of going like, I've been in a green mode for years and I've been like leaning more towards blue. In fact, right now I've got like my blue green couch and my blue shirt on. And so seeing Drew in this color, I was like, I'm digging it. Like, it's
I'm not a big blue in general, but this kind of blue I like. It's almost like a, it's almost Tiffany blue, but very light, like robin's egg blue. I love it.
It's nice. It's very nice. So let's get into the newest People magazine cover.
Okay. This is our big story of the week because there's just so much to say about this.
Yep.
People magazine, they have their 50th anniversary issue coming out. It's the April 22nd issue. Hopefully we are able to find this on stands. You know, that obscure magazine People that we can never find.
I looked at one grocery store yesterday and I'm going to two grocery stores today that I'm just happen to be going to. I'll let you know if I find
Fingers crossed. All right. So Drew, along with, I didn't even count how many other people, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Something like that. 11 other celebs are sharing the cover.
Giving me like Vogue those Vogue vibes. I forget what they call those issues.
Oh, are you talking about Vanity Fair?
Sorry, Vanity Fair. Thank you.
Yeah, I have something to say about that, actually, interestingly enough. The photos were done by Art Streiber, who also did In Style from 1999, one of our favorites. And we've covered that magazine, but I think it was cute that they had a little reunion.
Only 25 years ago?
They say this is Drew's 15th cover, and we've had episodes long ago where we were really questioning how many times she's been on the cover of People.
Yep.
So the funny thing is that's basically true, but there is this one that's like, it almost is like a fake one that wouldn't count. There's one from 2008 of her and Justin on the beach. It's a paparazzi picture.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't count because it's not like a feature that was done, you know, with Drew.
Yeah. But then weirdly enough, they do like show it when they had the magazines later. So but it is a weird one. It's actually very, I realized how strange it was that there's like a paparazzi photo on that cover. Like,
so it's like it counts when they aren't showing the 50th, but it doesn't count if you're including the 50th. Anyway. But they did show all the covers on the Drew Barrymore show. Mm-hmm. There are two different versions of this one that's coming out so that everybody has like a chance to be on the front flap because it folds out to two pages.
Yep.
So anyway, this is what I was going to say. So they had to take everyone's photos separately. And Photoshop them all together. And I just like, because I was thinking about those Vanity Fair ones where they would get everybody in the same room together. I just miss that. I just think there's something to this like fake. I just don't like it. I'm fatigued on it.
But this is the perfect, like, even though it wasn't a direct segue from the AI conversation.
Yeah.
Because there's something, I mean, there's something about this that like, yes, it allows people to like virtually be together. We've gotten used to this world of like Zoom where like maybe you're seen together so you feel, you know, but like
there
it is weird, like they talk about in that article that you linked in our notes about like air travel and all these things, like getting people in the same place,
right?
Like,
yeah, it's complicated, but it's worth it. How cool would that been if they are actually all sitting outside at this garden party? No, they're all just in studios in front of green screens separately. And then they're like copy and pasted around. This guy's flipped in this picture, and then Reese Witherspoon's pulled over and exactly the same. Like, it's just weird.
Although I realize some people get a different picture. I think Drew's is different.
Drew's is different.
Yeah. Who else?
And then
is?
Other ones aren't.
Yeah. Like, Viola Davis is different. That's so weird.
Yeah. So it just, it gives me that just like, I'm just so sick of like,
that everything is manufactured vibe.
Yeah.
Do you remember how bad those like Confessions of a Dangerous Mind ads were, where like some of them they gave her like a midriff?
Oh my God, I haven't thought about that in a long time. The ones that were in the newspaper.
Yes. And I think there's something like about like, you know, it's like make them a little bit thinner, move them to this side, give them their best side. Like,
yeah,
it's like the seemingly natural that's not actually. Again, it's the AI thing. It's like, how can we believe our eyes if everything is like going to be edited this way? I mean,
it also feeds into like how I'm just so like sick of like green screen in movies. Like I miss practical effects. I want people in the room together. I want it to be a real photo of these people together.
Yep.
Anyway, that's my little rant. I'm still excited about it, but I just, I had this feeling of like,
do you know like offhand if Vanity Fair, if they always are in the same room, if there are any instances where they've like Photoshopped people in? I think it's like an event that it's the same room.
You know, I don't know these days, but it definitely used to be everybody was together.
Because they would show like behind the scenes where everyone's standing there. I love those issues. I think it's a young Hollywood issue, right? Is that what they're called?
That's definitely one of the big ones. Okay. Sometimes it's just Hollywood issue, but sometimes it's the young Hollywood.
Got it. Anyway. All right. So now let's talk about Drew in her 15th, 16th cover.
So we're going to kind of, there's a couple photos. I think there's just one in the magazine that got printed, but she's wearing the blue suit and there's like cute confetti popper.
So cute.
Love it.
So it looks like the same maybe suit as she's wearing in the Dove thing, but a different undershirt. So brighter, like teal sort of, not teal, I don't know, bright colored undershirt that really matches. I love the confetti thing. I think of like something that you took a picture with your family at some event that there was like a confetti popper.
Totally.
I noticed that on the People website, there's like a short sort of like GIF video of it popping. So very fun.
Those are fun.
People does a really good job with their photo shoots and their, like, they keep things pretty fresh while making things. I mean, I think Drew talks about in this interview how she like feels safe with them. And there's a reason for that. I think there's a professionalism.
Well, I mean, that's why whenever you see like gossip, quote unquote, in people, you know, it's legit because they like work directly with. Yeah. And like the PR people like go directly with people.
And is this like, do you think that's a widely known thing that people is like,
we're saying people in many different ways, probably not to those of us who don't pay attention to this world, but yes. Like those of us who do, we know. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I think it's really cool that they released like a video of the entire interview also. So
yeah, it's not the whole thing. It's weird. There's like stuff that's in the article that's not in the video, and there's stuff in the video that's not in the article. So we're going to kind of combine all the information from both.
And there's lots of fun stuff. So here we go. So in the opening of the video, also the opening of the article, I think is the same line.
Yeah.
Drew said,
I have been a lifelong lover of this magazine. And it's more than a magazine to me and a real marker of what the heck is happening in my life. I mean, I must be doing something right, I guess, right now. I felt that way with the last cover. You know, I've done covers of people that have shown that, you know, I'm flawed and figuring it out, that, you know, I'm trying to get my life back on track, that I've become a mom, that I've gotten married, that I'm, you know, doing something right at work or starting a new endeavor in this talk show. At every interval that's been symbolic in my life, there is a People magazine cover to show for it.
And then she gets into it.
And that's so true.
Yes. And I love that they like talk about it. They're like, they kind of like get some fun points from each of the like really. Well, they didn't do the weddings, but
I know. I don't blame them.
They first talk about like her first appearance, which was the 1982 feature. It's just one black and white photo of Drew, and it's pretty famous. I feel like that was used in a lot of when we talk about biography shows.
Yeah.
I feel like they a lot of times start with that to show like, I don't know, there's an interesting thing about it. And Drew said she loves the mood, that she feels like it feels like it might have actually caught her actual like child mood.
Yeah, like probably being tired.
Yeah. What is the headline? Because she said she loved the headline.
I'm not going to get it perfect, but it's like those lips, those eyes, that name, that famous last name, something like that. Okay. And she says in the article that she really appreciates that they call her an heir to the Barrymore. She said heirs is much nicer than Nepo baby or family business, as I like to call it. And
that's
I was like, that's perfect. That's what we should start saying for her situation.
And we just need to probably lean into that. The fact yeah. that it's like, it's an inherited, literally inherited the good and the bad.
Yeah.
She didn't get handed money or opportunities.
Right. No, her dad certainly wasn't going down to the studio and saying, put my kid in pictures.
No. Like- and Jay didn't have any power. I mean, it's like no. So clear in Little Girl Lost, like we don't know why, like how she got the name, why they married, but whatever. Yeah. We talked about that. But like she has the Barrymore name because maybe she thought that it helped Drew.
This is a little aside. Do you know how she's credited in Night Shift? Is it Jade Barrymore? I wonder if it would even be like accurate on IMDb.
Yeah, I'm just going to see if it says like credited as. I feel like yeah. It's Ildiko Jade.
Interesting.
That's my recollection, but
I'm just thinking that's like an early credit that we could look at.
Listed as Ildiko Jade. So
interesting. That just furthers our belief that she married John later to get that name. I swear to God, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, go listen to our Patreon episodes.
And it might be one of the things that Drew wants to talk to her mom about. Like, why take
I don't think somebody... she even knows. I don't think Drew even knows.
No, but I mean, yeah, that's true. Well, you know what? We got to start sending her questions that she can ask her mom about herself.
Okay, so next time Drew Magazine says, you have a question for Drew? Like, you need advice? I'll be like, so did you know that your parents got married years after they separated so that Jay could get that last name? Did you know that, Drew?
Did you know? Did you know it was like a weird time when they weren't together? Okay, anyway, so what else
anyway.
what else do we want to say about this? I feel like that was an aside, but an important aside. It's always fun to think about.
There's
this
another
stuff.
Cool thing where I think that they were like, oh, what advice would you give your younger self? And she's always like, I wouldn't have listened, so it doesn't matter. But she did say this cool thing.
I would like this little girl to know that she will be a good mom and she will really care about like her kids. And I think kids really need to feel safe.
Aww. I love that so much. She's like, I mean, we know Perfect. That she's like so proud of her parenting.
Yeah, after being so hard on herself.
She takes so much pride in like trying to get it right, which is impossible. Yeah. I think it's also recognition of that. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But like for herself, like all of the things that she's done, that's the thing she would tell herself. Like that's so sweet.
It's very sweet.
Okay, so now the first cover, 1984. So we've got a couple little like fun things about this that we can say. It's so cool because it's a cover of Drew with Henry Thomas, her co-star from E.T., and then Ricky Schroeder, who was like a big actor at the time. What's the show he was on?
Silver Spoons.
Silver Spoons. So I've never watched it. I'm like only familiar with him because of this like these couple little like interactions.
This relation to Drew.
Otherwise I like maybe know his face. But
yeah.
So she said that it was a big deal to be with what she said, the Ricker. I also didn't know that nickname.
Well, we have a fun like article from a teeny magazine with the two of them. We'll talk about that in a second, but they call him the Ricker. So that was like what he was called in the media by the teeny bopper magazines. So silly. So
do you want to talk about what she says about the outfit she's wearing?
Yeah, so she said she remembers that she loved her top on the cover and that she thinks she must have been allowed to like keep it after the shoot because she remembers wearing it later. And I was like, you're correct, Drew. There's photos right here. Weirdly enough, so this is what I was referring to. This magazine called Teen Bag, which like what a weird name.
Sounds gross.
I own this. I don't know if you do too. I have the article. But they like did this weird feature on Drew and the Ricker going on a date.
I have it too.
A New York nightclub. There's like adults, only adults in the background. They did this weird little like date.
Drew is 9 years old.
But Drew is wearing that top. And it's funny because I started looking at him like, she also has the same hair clips from this shoot and the same shoes. And the same bracelet. So I was like,
and the hairstyle is like the same
curly
curls.
Hair. Like, is this the same day? It would make sense. Or even it could even be like the day before, day after. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But like maybe Teen Bag was like, oh, you guys are doing this photo shoot. Now let's take you to this club and do a feature on you.
They aligned the schedules. Like, it's like
so weird.
The people are like, let's take them to the nightclub and then to the photo shoot, whatever it was. Drew also says that she was interested in reading the feature. And what did you do, Miss Ashley, on top of it?
So I was like, well, that's what we're here for. Yeah. So I messaged her social media person and said, like, does Drew really want to see that article? We can send you a scan. And she said, yes, please send it right over. So we did. I don't know what happened from there. I haven't heard anything, but
yeah, I would love for her to like somehow say something about it. Yeah.
A cool feature because it was done on the set of Cat's Eye. We actually read a bit of it in our Cat's Eye Firestarter episode, but it's kind of neat because it's like a day in the life of filming that movie and kind of what was going on.
So cute. She also talked about whether her kids would want to do acting, and she's talked about this. I think she said like Frankie for sure has shown interest, right? Or have both?
I think they both have at this point is sort of what she alluded to.
Yeah. But then she goes on to say like, yes, they can do theater like at school and at camp, but she doesn't know what age like they should be allowed to do the actual showbiz. She like kind of keeps like saying like not 12, not 13. She's like maybe 14. And she said that it's just a feeling, like she'll know when they're ready. It's interesting because I'm like, I think about like Drew's, I keep going back to like what, because we've been talking about Little Girl Lost. Like Drew actually seemed ready really young.
4 years old. No, mommy, I want to act. I want to be an actress.
She believed she was, and she rose to the occasion in a really probably, you know, not so great for her way as we know now. But like her children have had a much different upbringing.
Oh.
You know, so she's protecting them, of course, but it's just so interesting to compare, like, what is it that attracted them to it? You know, it's not the same type of privilege that they had.
Yeah.
Like, they are heirs to the acting, but they are also, they do have some.
They would be Nepo babies.
I was going to say, I don't want to say
I would
that,
admit it.
But of course. So I think Drew knows that and wants it to be by merit and not just by, like, they have the privilege and it would be too easy for them maybe. Anyway. Let's move on to what they say about the 1989 Little Girl Lost cover.
I remember this cover story so well. And it was very empowering. And when I look at it now, I don't see sadness or tragedy or, I'm like, oh, I love that I was a walking cautionary tale.
And again, I did that like, okay, I feel like we're okay talking about Little Girl Lost. Like, see, yeah. She really isn't like ashamed of this time in her life.
And also like almost seems opposite of ashamed. Like she's actually mm-hmm. proud.
She said it was like a little merit badge.
It's an amazing feature. I love that Drew doesn't have like an ick sort of shame or anything about it. Like it's really neat.
This is extremely positive to me because I know that I'm not lost anymore. I may feel lost again at different moments of my day or years because you never figure it all out and it never all comes together at some point, but you just keep finding things. And if you hold on to those findings, then you have this collection of wisdoms and you don't feel as lost the next time. Your compass is a little more tuned in, so you never go that far.
I thought that was really touching.
Yeah, I like that she says, and I may be lost again, and that yeah. it's okay. And I feel yeah. like we are constantly saying that we've said before, like she's always learning. I feel like something we just did, the like 2010 Nylon, they said something like she's a person who is like not ashamed to learn from mistakes she's made. And that, yeah, like knowing that you'll be lost, this next thing I think really digs that in, right?
Oh, so yeah.
She said that this, you know, Little Girl Lost, this 1989, like that, her having to tell her story, even though she's proud of it, that that wasn't the low point in her life. And that her like having to get divorced with two children when she like, we've talked about this a lot. She thought she like had found her yeah. calling. She thought she had found her person.
Whatever you think will be your lowest point or your hardest moment, it might not be. There might be another one down the road, and it's okay. You will get through it.
That was cool.
Like if you imagine like your first heartbreak,
right?
How that feels.
Yeah, and you look back now and you're like, oh geez,
that's so silly. Like, but that seemed like the biggest thing in your world yeah. at that point. So whatever the biggest thing in your world at whatever point in your life, if it falls, it's gonna be like a tragedy. So Drew is just always rising out of, she's a phoenix, you know?
Yes.
Like,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, so rising true. From the ashes. Okay, so then this 1996 Young and Hot cover.
I was surprised they included this because again, this isn't like a cover, but they really like, it sounds like they really brought in like anything that featured her at all.
Yep.
I remember I had this one. I had that little picture and the inside pictures on my wall from this one. I always loved these like young Hollywood issues. Like Us Magazine would do it. Like we just talked about Vanity Fair. Like, I don't know. It was always so fun.
Yeah, they are neat.
And this is fun because she like points out all the other ladies on the cover. She's like, oh, there's Gwyneth. Oh, Jennifer. Oh, Alicia. Oh, Jenny McCarthy. And she's like, she doesn't say anything about the guys, which I thought was fun.
That is true.
Hardly any male talk. Was that our review that somebody left for us?
Hardly any man talk.
She doesn't even mention her buddy Chris O'Donnell right next to her on the cover. It's just all about the fun lady.
She was a little like taken aback by how sexy he looks.
Come hither. I'm sure our friends at Movies That Made Us Gay would appreciate that picture of him. We should send that over to them. But yeah, she talks about the inside photo, which is funny because like this wasn't done for People at all. Mm-hmm. I was like really surprised they included this, honestly. Yeah.
Is it UK GQ? Is that what the shoot was for?
That's where they ended up printing it. I still don't know if it was done for that because it was done like way earlier.
Who's that photographer though?
Farooz Zahidi. I think the shoot was done like a year before it even printed. So I've always like been curious if it was like done for something specific or not. It must have been.
Does the Maxim Hot 100 or whatever that thing is called, do they use things just from their magazine or do they use other stuff too? I was just trying to think.
I think they use other stuff too.
I think they do too. Like these lists, they just have to license tons of photos.
Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, this is the classic one of Drew in the red slip on a bed and leaning forward with like long jewels and the ringlet curls.
Yes.
And this is what she talks about in this clip, which I thought was so fun.
This is so fun. I remember really rocking that hairstyle. I was obsessed. The tighter the ringlet, the better. It's like, I just want to pull one and see it spraying back. Yeah, I was feeling good. I was very into this sort of 70s meets 40s look.
Totally explains like why we love her aesthetic at that time so much. Because I like kind of the 1940s and earlier stuff. And like, you're so like into 70s stuff. And of course, yeah. I'm like, at this point in my life, I'm wearing like tons of like avocado and brick. So I'm clearly leading to the 70s.
You're like the Brady Bunch kitchen.
Exactly. But then my like hair is always some version of like a 1940s, you know, sort of hairstyle.
It also like really, that's such a cool way to think about Holly and Boys on the Side.
Yes.
That's when this is from. Holly outfits are very 70s, but her hair and her makeup is more 40s. So yeah,
I just thought that was really cool. Yeah, it was. So then she also talks about how Nancy has been the most helpful person in her journey because she held Drew accountable and gave her some real tough love. I remembered that Nancy, she like described that Nancy told her like about her relationships going bad. Do you remember this? That she said something like, what's the common denominator in the relationships of like what's going wrong?
Yeah. She's like, you're the problem. She also, and Drew's mentioned this so many times. She also was like the one that told Drew, you need to vote. You need to show up on time. You're late and that's rude. Like, she really tells it like it is.
And we also talked about like how professional Drew is and how on it when she's at work. So it's like, I'm wondering like what was different right before she met Nancy? Because we know that she's loved work, but there must have just been some part of her that was like.
Well, she still says that she runs late. And I'm the same, so I can't judge.
I mean, I'm getting that way. I have like so much more grace about like people being late because I just am like, yeah, whatever.
Life happens.
She says that like having Nancy was like this thing for her that she wants other people to have. She said, get people around you who hold up mirrors and go, do you like what you see? I don't. So take a good look because we need to fix this. These are your true friends. So people who will like be real with you.
Yes. Because you think about there's a lot of people who have had trouble in that industry because they are surrounded by yes men, as they're called. People who just like let you do whatever, don't hold you accountable, just want it, their paycheck from you. So they go along with whatever your behavior is. And it's awesome that she didn't have that with Nancy.
Yep. Nancy's awesome.
Yep. We love her.
We want to interview her one day. Nancy, come on the show.
Nancy, we know you're listening and we know you love to be on the camera. And
I know.
2007, they cover, which was the 100 most beautiful issue. I mean, I kind of had to giggle a little bit because I know that this was sort of done together with CoverGirl. I don't know if you remember. This is like when CoverGirl and Drew started working together. So it definitely felt a little bit like
cross promotion.
You know, people and CoverGirl work together to include Drew as the cover girl for this.
Yeah.
No pun intended. But it's very sweet what she had to say about it.
I could not believe, you can see in my face how lucky I feel to be chosen for this because I've been through so many awkward phases, physically speaking, let alone lifestyle wise, that I don't know how the Venn diagram ever came together that I would be chosen for something like this, because beauty is behavior, it's on the inside, and if anyone compliments you on the outside, it's a really lovely moment.
It's also sweet. And I love that that no makeup photo that,
me too.
That was included in that one.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, I feel like the pictures are a little bit like ho-hum.
Yeah, it's not my favorite era of her look. Like, but the no makeup one is really fun.
It's a very safe era.
Yeah.
For sure. But the no makeup one is lovely. I actually kind of want to go dig into it a little bit more and see how many times they mention like CoverGirl.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to the lovely 2012 Olive's first pictures.
Yeah.
We've talked about this sort of interesting thing that
Yes.
Celebrities do in order to protect themselves from being bombarded.
You want to present that story in a safe place so that you can actually protect your child from paparazzi photos. And People was where I went to make sure that my child was protected and we wouldn't be chased and followed. And I could say, yes, here I am with my family. Now let's just keep ourselves safe.
I'm really glad that Drew noted that, because I remember this is gossip online blog Lainey. And I remember she wrote like a really shitty thing about Drew doing this. And I was like, first of all, like, you're supposed to know better. This is your job. Like, this is how they do it, because the paparazzi will follow them around to get that first picture of this baby. So your options are you let that happen, which feels so scary and awful. Yep. Like, it's already terrifying enough to have a newborn. Or you get to select the safe place, Drew's words, that you go to and give the exclusive photos to. And then that way that takes away what would be a really valuable picture for fucking paparazzi to get. Anyway, obviously I'm still mad about it.
You know, it's like weddings too, but those are interesting because like.
It is though.
You know, like it's the same. And just imagine if you didn't want to put pictures out at all, what the lengths you'd have to go to. Security, privacy. It's just like, it's interesting. Like, I love these pictures so much and I'm so grateful that we have them. But that is sort of like it puts a little bit of an interesting spin on it. Like, what if she didn't want to do it?
You know, it's like, almost like her story from the Little Girl Lost era, from being the National Enquirer broke in and broke the story that she was in rehab. Yep. And she had to then like say, okay, I want to take the reins and take control of this myself and release the real truth.
And what did she say to Demi and Bruce Willis's daughter? Like something like, I would have liked to be the one that broke the story.
Yeah. Or I would have liked to like not have to share it at all. If I wish I had a choice.
The choice. And I don't think there's a choice, but we love these.
I get so worked up about this stuff. I'm out of breath.
But she says that she's really proud that she's always continued to work on herself. And that like, I guess she was like saying that this is kind of evidence of that. She said, I hope that one day, and it's really coming into focus, there's a peace that I've never had because I felt like I was broken. And now it feels more like I'm not broken as much anymore.
Oh, yeah. She also talks about how she's proud of her work ethic, which is funny because we were just talking about this, how she's never screwed up a job or been a flake. She always gives her all. Her quote was, I'm a consummate professional with an infallible work ethic.
Yep. We're always talking about this and celebrating that. They talk about the family legacy. She said, stopping drinking is one of the most honoring things I can do to the Barrymore name because we all have been such hedonists.
Ooh.
I'm going to be the one to break the link in that chain, and maybe my kids and their kids will be better off for it. We have to fight genetic follies that our families bring to us.
It's just crazy like how these themes come up. Like, we are literally just talking about this and how she broke the like cycle. There it is. It's amazing. She also said, ever since I could remember, somewhere around 3 years old, I felt this extraordinary responsibility when I would watch my family's movies to keep their name alive. Mm-hmm. It helps me make sense of why I feel so magnetized to work in the field of film and television. I've got it in my genes and my blood, and I've been lucky enough that this business would allow me to keep going. So cool.
I'm glad you noted the spelling mistake.
Oh my God. On the People website, it says, I've got it in my jeans, J-E-A-N-S, like denim, guys.
That's insane.
I see so much sloppy stuff like that online in journalism these days.
Where are the copy editors? What's happening
here? It's so bad.
That's probably like downsizing. That's anyway.
Yeah.
But this, she's just saying the thing we're saying. She's not an Epo baby, but she has this like, she has the bad side of this alcoholism and she has this amazing
pull,
natural ability, you know, and pull to connect with her family through that. I keep going back to her kids wanting to do it in my mind. Yeah.
I know. It's interesting. Like, is it just in them the way it was in her, or they're much more aware?
Yeah.
You know, their mom is currently on TV.
Yes.
It's very different. Is it nature or nurture?
It feels also like the fostering of them within like a parent who's in the industry, will that result in like a very healthy and like intentional introduction to it. Like,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. It's just, it's really cool. So I'm excited to see what happens with her daughters and if they decide to be public people.
God, that's so know? Crazy to think about.
And how time goes by. Like, we're always like 25 years ago. Oh my God. Like, what about the next 25 years? Like, you know,
yeah.
Creepy. How many more people covers will she do? And how many
I know
more-
endless material to forever cover. We're going to be here forever, guys.
Imagine photo shoots of Drew with her daughters. I just had that thought and it made me really like excited to imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. So you wanted to talk a little bit about the people editor being on the Drew Barrymore show.
Yeah. Well, just it's fun. Like they did this whole sort of like celebration of this anniversary issue on Drew's show. They brought all of her issues. At first, they just thought it was the newer ones. But then there's a great video we'll have to link to. But it's Drew going through a bunch of the issues quickly. Yeah. She's like, then I got married. Then I did this. Then I did that. Then I got married again. They even have the 98 people, which I thought was kind of fun. I'm like, oh, of course.
Yeah, that was funny. It's funny because we have a reel of this, but I like didn't make the connection that teen people was a
was people.
What did I say? It didn't have any business having that good of a photo shoot at the Peggy Sirota. Anyway, so yes, then they brought this cake. The rendering of Drew in fondant or whatever they use to make it is very scary.
So as soon as I saw this, I sent this reel that shows it to the guy who bought the Rosie Play-Doh desk.
And you're like, at least it doesn't look like this.
He said the Play-Doh desk isn't looking so bad now. He wrote back like, oh, poor Drew. Yeah, not so cute. This does not look like her. I hope she didn't see this and go like, is this what I look like?
It doesn't look like her face at all.
At all.
I'm sorry, cake maker. You know, I also don't like.
Me neither.
Renderings in cake or like in wax. I mean, even wax figures. Like we talked about her new wax figure and how bad there was a really bad one in Hollywood or whatever. Yeah. What were we talking about? Like, this is worse.
Oh, much, much worse.
Oh my God. So yeah, this is where we wrap up, but.
Yeah, we're ending on a high note.
Ending on a high note, but. I can't wait to get that new People for our Drewseum, the new issue. And we've reached the end of this Drew's flash. There's just a little string of light left at the end. It's like a comet. And like we have the comet's little pieces at the end that we're sprinkling.
That's a good Drewism.
I almost want to ask our audience, like, do you guys notice that we're like a little more that I'm making Ashley laugh with visual stuff more? And then
oh yeah, we're not normally on video. Today we're on video and I am laughing more. Well, I always laugh nonstop. When I listen back to these episodes, I'm like, can I get through a sentence without giggling?
I'll say one more thing. I know I keep saying like, I'll say one more thing and then we'll go. My mom had said to me when she listens to the podcast, which she every once in a while does, and I love it so much.
That's so nice.
She said, I almost don't recognize your voice.
Oh.
That I have a different like.
Well, it's your professional voice, yeah.
I guess. But then I mentioned that to Jared and he said, I get that. But when you laugh, I know it's you.
Oh,
I have like 100 laughs, but like that is the real laugh. Like I'm not putting it
You're
on.
You're not like, you know, oh Ashley, that's so funny.
Oh, now let's talk about the next topic.
I'm amused by us, even if no one else is.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So do we want to give any teases for future episodes we're thinking about?
We want to do a movie next, guys. Maybe we have like 4 or 5 really good movies we want to talk about. Maybe let's do a poll.
Okay.
I like it. If you do want to give us your opinion, I'll put something up on our Instagram at How Do You Drew Pod. If you're not already there, we also have at Drewseum.
So thank you everybody for listening to Drew's Flash number 11 on episode 77. Thought that was kind of fun. Don't forget to visit the website, howdoyoudrew.com, for our episode page. Just like every episode, this will have some fun little stuff from our archive. Sign up for our Patreon, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Say bye.
Bye.
This episode of the How Do You Drew podcast was researched and produced by Ashley and Anne from thedrewseum.com with help from our sponsor, Positive Medium.
Special thanks to Matt Costa for our lovely theme song, Roxy Prima for our adorable logo, and last but not least, Drew Barrymore and all the Drewbies who love her. We do this for you.
Thank you.